Say with me, everybody, say with this sensitivity. There's going to be many miracles here tonight. I want you to be hungry. We're going to pray for miracles. You'll see miracles tonight. But, you know, there's so many needs that are being ministered to. I also hear the name Janine the whole time, that I must minister to Janine, or the daughter of Janine. Job chapter number 33, verse number. I was here the one night, and I think it was last night. Is that man here? I don't think he's here. Whose father's name I saw. I said to everybody, where is, I hear Eric. And then nobody came out. He was like looking at me. And I pointed at a man and I said, just come here. I said, do you know Eric? He said, his father's name is Eric. And then I saw the age that he passed away. So sometimes I'll throw the name. Don't worry if people aren't coming out. They'll come in the meantime and we'll find them. Amen. Job chapter number 33. Let me first get into this. Say sensitivity. I believe that there's a wave going to come, and I need to get this message through so that we can be sensitive. Listen, the greatest key to the presence of God, the greatest key to release the power to receive it is by sensitivity. So many people are insensitive to the power. So many people are insensitive to the presence of God. So as a result, because they're insensitive, the presence and the glory of God is being discerned. It must be discerned. It's not going to show up, knock on me and say, here I am. I must be sensitive and discern. Wait. The presence of God is here. The power of God is close to me. And when I can discern that, I am open to it and the blessings of God can come. I'm going to take you through our scripture to explain this to you. But let me just read this. Job chapter number 33, verse number 14. Put that up for us. Job 33, verse number 14. Put for me in the King James Version, please. The King James Version, quickly. Job 33, verse number 14. I want to read this verse to you so that you can just understand a few things. King James Version. This is the wrong verse. This is the wrong sentence speaking. For God speaks once. Say with you once. Ye twice. Yet man perceives it not. I'm going to say it again. The Bible says, for God speaks once, even twice, if you want to put it in the English language. But man does not perceive it. Man is not sensitive to it. God speaks once, even twice. Go to the next verse. In a dream. So how does God speak to us? He speaks to us once, even twice. In a dream. In a vision of the night. Say with me, a dream. Say with me, a vision of the night. Two different things. A dream is symbolic. A vision of the night is something that is clear. Even though you dream, I get visions of the night. So even though I dream something, it is clear. It's like I know to do this. It's a vision of the night. It happens on the slumbering of the bed. I can't get into that because there's too many young Christians here. When deep sleep falls upon men, say with me, on the slumberings upon my bed. Next year we'll teach you that. That is where I hear the voice of God, me. Okay, I can hear the voice of God other places. But it's at that moment, the slumbering of the bed, that God speaks to me. Let me not get into that. Okay. Just try to find out what slumbering is and then you'll know. But it's there where God speaks, on the slumbering of the bed. I know God speaks everywhere. I'm speaking now in relation to visions, dreams, vision of the night, dreams, and where I actually hear His voice very clearly. So, it says, God speaks once, even twice, but man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. I feel I must carry on with this chapter. Go for the next verse. Now listen, he says, man does not perceive it. No one is sensitive to hear me speak. God speaks once, even twice, every night to you in a dream. The way you can't remember, the reason you can't remember your dreams is because we've become insensitive. Is this too much? People look at me. I'm trying to help you to hear God's voice. Is that okay? God speaks every night to people. Every night. But we must become, say with me, sensitive. Sensitivity is the key to hearing God's voice. It's not the prophetic. What I did now, standing there by Caroline, it was not the prophetic. It was me being sensitive. Then God began to speak, because their faith is rising as I'm saying, because I'm not asking, do you have any children? I'm saying, do you have a son and a daughter? And then I'll say, is one of them married? And she said, yes. I said, is it a son? She'll say, yes. 19, 20. What I'm doing is I'm building faith in her. Okay. As that faith is being built, then prophecy is being released. Now I can prophesy. Now the word of the Lord will come forth because faith is raised. Are you guys with me? I can prophesy over everybody, but the thing is they're not going to receive it. But when the heart is open, and I mean, my God, how do you know the age? Oh, I didn't know, do you know, was your daughter? I know that obviously can now be twisted. I didn't know that. I didn't, but didn't I see you here a lot? Have you been here before? It's your first time here tonight. Second time. Belito. Oh, okay. I didn't know that, okay? I really didn't know that. Maybe you think I spoke to your daughter, but you can look at our track record of our other prophecies. It's exactly the same. It was just that when I walked, she was open. Other people might be closed, but she was open. And I stood there and I thought, okay, let me tap in more. I become sensitive. Sensitivity works in every realm, in miracles, in prophecy, in hearing God's voice, ministering to people, attracting the presence. Listen, when we are sensitive, we are even attract the presence of God. I can sit in my room and I can be sensitive and the presence of God will become stronger and stronger and stronger because of sensitivity. Are you guys with me? One verse in the Bible, I'll share in the Greek and everything just now. Just stay with me on this. Then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. He says, the Bible says, listen, in the vision and the dream and the vision of the night, when I speak to you, that's when I open the ears of men. That's when my voice comes and I seal their instruction. A dream usually is instruction of how to do something. God speaks to me in dreams in relation to the ministry. Go for the next verse. That you may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. Because many times, people that are on pride, God can't speak to them. He has to wait for them to sleep. Anyway, next verse. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from... Now listen. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Go for the next verse. Just remember that. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed and the multitude of his bones with strong pain. Next verse. So that his life abhorreth bread and his soul dainty meat. Next verse. His flesh is consumed away that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. This people are going through much trouble here. Okay, that's how this picture is painted. His soul draws near unto the grave and his life to the destroyers. Just stop there. Why is all of this happening? Because no one could perceive the voice of God. So he says, because there's nobody that could be sensitive to my voice, that can perceive my voice, this is why this is happening. I pray that tonight in this place, that sensitivity will be imparted to you. Say with me, dokimazo. It's the Greek word for sensitivity. Say again, say dokimazo. It means to discern, to be sensitive, to know, to perceive. The same with gnosko. I'll get into that just now. Listen, he's saying, listen, all of this stuff is happening because somebody could not perceive my voice. Go to the next verse. If there be a... Now listen to this. Now he says, but if there is a messenger with him, say with me, an interpreter. Somebody that can interpret the dream, or somebody can say, listen, God is speaking to you here. Somebody that is sensitive. If there's an interpreter, if there's somebody that can listen to my voice, listen to them. He says, and this person is one among a thousand. Say with me, not so. Okay, I hope you receive that. Let it not be one among a thousand. To show unto man his uprightness. So the one that can hear the voice can show unto man his uprightness. Next verse. Then he is gracious unto him and says, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. Next verse. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. Just stop there. Listen. He's saying if somebody can be sensitive, if someone can perceive my voice, he will cause a people, their flesh, to be fresher than a child's. for them, he shall return the days of their youth, because somebody will carry the voice of God with them, be able to interpret dreams or see visions of the night, be sensitive when God is speaking and begin to release that, and the people will no longer go into the pit, go down into the grave, go so sick that their bones stick out of their flesh. Go to the next verse. He shall pray unto God and he will be favorable unto him. Say with me, favorable. How many of you want the God's favor on your life? God's favor will come upon your life when you're sensitive to his voice. And he shall see his face with joy. Say it with me, I will see God's face. Say it again, say, I will see God's face. For he will, and he shall see his face with joy. You will have a face-to-face encounter with God when you're sensitive to his voice. When you can perceive, when you can walk like this, and you just feel, right? Somebody is sick here. This might be the third person. I'm just using an example. It's like, and I can hear, and I can see, and I can, it's sensitivity, it's to perceive. We have lost the ability to perceive God's voice. Are you guys with me? God does not speak to a hardened heart. A hardened heart is someone that's heart has been hardened because of offenses, because of hurt, bitterness, rejection, unbelief, and religion. When I carry those things in my life, my heart becomes hardened, and I can no longer hear the voice of God. The voice of God, the Bible says, is being suffocated out of my life, because if my heart is hardened, our heart must be softened in order, I must become sensitive. I must become in love with Him. I must become sensitive to His presence. For he will render unto man his righteousness. Next verse. I haven't prepared this. I'm just reading until it changes. He looks up upon man. And if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which way right, and it profited me not. Go to the next verse. He will deliver his soul from going into the pit when someone can hear his voice. And his life shall see the light. Go through the next verse. Lo, all these things worketh God oftentimes with man. Stop there for me. I don't really know where he's going to go after that. So just stop there. Oh, go into the next verse. To bring back his soul. Say with me, to bring back his soul from the pit. King David says, he's lifted me up from a miry clay, from a pit. Many people, even sitting in this place, it feels like you're in a pit. Sensitivity to hearing God's voice will cause God to bring you back up out of the pit. To be enlightened with the light of the living. I know some people don't have a clue what I'm preaching. It is like that. But not so in 6 months. He will be enlightened with revelation. With the light of the living. Arise and shine, for my light has come. For the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon you. And the people shall come from afar. Kings and noblemen and the royal people shall come from afar. The Gentiles shall come to your light. Shall come because of your light. God brings light that's going to attract finances. The Bible says, I will give the wealth of the Gentiles to you. And they shall come to your light. Because when you receive revelation, you receive light. Light opens up our eyes. How do I receive revelation? When I begin to be sensitive, He will bring back our soul from the pit. I will have deliverance. I will be enlightened with light of the living. You can stop there for me. Where am I going to go now? Presence of God is going to enter into this place. I'm going to pray for every single person here. I will lay hands on people. If you didn't come for that, then you can leave. But I'm going to pray for importation, for sensitivity. I pray this morning we taught on the pure holy anointing oil. And we have the teaching notes that we give out to people for that. And I said that tonight we'll anoint every person, but specifically for importation to hear His voice. What is that sensitivity? Even when you do a business deal, you'll know, must I go left or must I go right? I'm sitting in the office with a person getting ready to sign a contract, and something inside of me just says, that sensitivity. It's like, you know when the Bible says that they casted lots? How many of you have ever read that? In order to choose, what was his name? Matthias, the 12th, 13th type 12th apostle. In order to choose him, they casted lots, which means which means they took two stones or so, whatever way they did it, but this was normally, it was called the Urim and the Thummim in the Old Testament. That was the Holy Spirit of the day. Is that okay? They used that as direction, as guidance. They took that and they would throw it, and it would either say yes or no, or da-da-da, and I can go a little bit deeper, but that's what they would do, and that's how they chose Matthias. That's why Matthias was not really being heard of after that, because it was not really God's choice. They cost a lot. So, and when Jesus says, the 12 apostles of the Lamb will each be by me, Judas was still with him. Anyway, let's mess up your theology right there. Amen. Let's go on to sensitivity. I decided to start reading my Bible. So, say sensitivity. Some people think Judas is in hell. You'll be surprised. You'll be in hell before Judas. Amen. Even Pharaoh. People think Pharaoh's in hell. Okay. Say with me sensitivity. I want to get to this, and I want to show you. I want to read a verse. I want to kind of like get to this. Listen, there are two Greek words for sensitivity in the Bible. It's what we call dokimazo, and it is what we call gnosko, meaning that gnosko is to know, to feel, to know intimately, but it's also in the same family group of sensitivity, to discern, to perceive. Dokimazo in the same way, it means to discern. That's where Jesus says, you cannot discern the times or the seasons. He spoke to the Pharisees of the day. He says, listen, you're not even sensitive. You don't know what is happening. And people have lost the sensitivity of God. Say with me, dokimazo. I pray that tonight dokimazo will come upon you. Sensitivity. The ability to perceive. That God doesn't say, I speak once, even twice, but man perceives not. But He can say at ECC, I speak once and even twice, and people are hearing my voice. They can hear, they can feel. I pray, listen to me, people that do come close to me, they get visions and dreams. I pray that as I lay my hands upon you tonight, that visions and dreams will increase upon your life, that the voice of God will increase upon your life. Listen, that when you go to bed, that you will not sleep one night without having a dream. And that oil is going to fall tonight of sensitivity. Listen, Jacob said these words. He said, when Jacob had an encounter with God, and when he woke up, he said these words. The presence of God is in this place, and I did not even know it. How awesome is this, he said. Which means that I've seen some people, one person can sit on a chair, and they can just be like, and another person can sit there, and their hearts can just be open, and they're weeping, and they're experiencing God. And the person that's sitting here does not know that 30 centimeters away from them, the God of the universe is busy encountering somebody, because that person is sensitive. Unforgiveness will kill sensitivity. Brokenness, bitterness, religion, offense will kill sensitivity. You will not hear the voice of God. The way I hear the voice of God is by getting broken. And I open up my heart and I become sensitive again. Are you guys with me? Then God's voice comes. Then He begins to speak. Listen, Moses would walk. And he would see a burning bush burning. And the Bible says that he would walk and he looked at the bush and he carried on walking. And then he said these words, I will now turn aside to see. Can everybody say this great sight? Let me just mess up a bit of theology, because we think that that burning bush is a normal natural occurrence, right? Many of you think that. It is. A little bush taking fire, they say it happens in the desert. I haven't seen it yet. Maybe it does. I'm sure it does. But that surely is not a great sight. Are you guys with me? Moses said, let me turn aside now to see this great sight. The book of Hebrews tells us that there was a man standing, the angel of the Lord was standing in the midst of the bush. Now, if you are Moses and you were 40 years in Egypt and you were trained in the dark arts and the magic and all the spells, and you come out of this and you see this bush with the man in the fire standing in the bush, listen, you're going to think this is witchcraft. I'm carrying on walking. Are you guys with me? That's one way of interpretation. Moses was looking at this thing and he thought, I'm not going to this, and he carries on walking. But then Moses became sensitive. Listen, then Moses became sensitive. He walked, he looked at the bush, he saw it burning. It was not a small little bush. He said, it is a great sight to behold. He carried on walking, and then he became sensitive. And he said, wait. I sense something is different here. This might look like magic. This might look like the black arts that I come out of, the dark arts that I come out of from Egypt. But something is different here. And the Bible says, now I will turn aside to see with spiritual perception. And when he turned aside, the Bible says, then, say with me, then. Then God spoke to him out of the bush. Only once Moses became sensitive and he changed his direction towards the bush and he began to walk towards the presence of God. You see, Moses was insensitive. He was walking away from the purpose of God for his life. He was walking away from what God has had an encounter for him. He had to become sensitive, change his direction, look at the bush. And only once he's turned to see the bush, then God's voice came out of the bush and began to speak to him. When we begin to be sensitive, and we're going to do it now, we're going to pray for miracles. I want you to become sensitive. Are you guys with me? I want you, listen, we have just started this church. And we have prayer nights on Monday night. Please join us tomorrow night. Prayer watch. It's powerful from 7 to 9. If you think the heavens are open now, it's going to be 100 times more open in 6 months from now. It'll be insanely open in this place. So we are still pressing in. We are still pressing through. But may there be a people in ECC that is sensitive to the presence of God. That is sensitive to the workings, whether... And they can feel. Sometimes I'll sit in my room and I'll be praying late at night, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'll just feel going past me. I'll feel it's like a wind blowing past me. I can feel heavenly beings walk past me because I become sensitive. Don't walk out here and say, oh, Leon is too spiritual. I used to blow, you know, like some churches are saying. I'm too blue. Eh? Whatever. I want to be as blue as whatever, okay? So, I'm sitting in my room and I can be sensitive. And I hear. And then I can hear God speak to me. Then I go into Rayon and we'll still teach you on all those things in the years to come. And I'll see a vision. Or I'll see this Rayetzer or Rayon or Azon or etc. And I'll just dream about the wonders or the promise of God. I was in this church standing on the stage before I was even here, before this building was open. I saw it. I would take him and we would drive and I say, there, this one of these buildings the church will be at. This was a few months before I even knew I was going to put on a church, because I saw it in a rayon. My words create my world. My today is a result of yesterday's words. Today is a result of yesterday's. I am an answer today of what I spoke about yesterday. So, say with me, sensitivity. Church, are you getting it? Now, many believers, they make this mistake. They lose their sensitivity for God. And they begin to lose power without knowing it. Let me just explain to you. The Bible says that Jesus walked. It says that Jesus walked Jesus walked, and the people were thronging against him. Sorry, something's bothering me. The Jesus would walk, and the people thronged around him and thronged against him. And as he walked, a woman, say with me, continually. The Amplified Version says that she kept on saying within herself, if I may only touch the hem of his garment. Her result was that she touched the hem of his garment and she was healed. But she kept on saying it. Then when she touched him, the Bible says that Jesus, say with me, perceived. He perceived power going out of him. He felt power going out of him. And he turned around and he said, who touched my clothes? Because I felt power, virtue, leaving my body. Too many believers get filled with the Holy Ghost. They come in a service like this, they're going to get filled with power. But they don't feel the power leaving them when they're doing something wrong. And then the next thing, they find themselves 3-4 months later, and they are dry and dead without the presence of God because they were not sensitive when power came out of them. So for example, they leave a service, or they leave a great infilling, and then they watch a wrong TV show, whatever, and power is leaking out. Then they do something wrong again, and more anointing is leaking out. And we always read that story of Jesus as positive, but the thing is, it's also negative. He felt power leaving him. And he immediately turned around and said, wait, I felt power leaving me. Many believers don't feel power leaving them, and they end up in a dry spiritual state because the anointing is gone and they don't know how they got there. Say with me, sensitivity. Jesus had the ability to perceive power going out of him. Say with me again, say sensitivity. Say dokimazo. I'm going to pray for all of you just now. Listen. I can tell you so many things that sensitivity does, but Jesus said in Luke chapter number 19, I believe it is verse number 44. You don't have to put it on the screen. But Luke 19, verse number 44, he says, because you did not know my hour of visitation, because you did not recognize your hour of visitation, because you did not perceive your hour of visitation. In other words, because you were not sensitive enough that I was about to visit you. And he says, this is happening, curse upon curse. You'll be buried and stone upon stone, and this whole nation will go down. And he gave this curse through. He says, because you were not sensitive enough to know when your hour of visitation is. God can come into this place even tonight. We've had a couple of visitations in this church. He can come in and he can come and visit us. So many people, he walks past and they're encountering him, they're pulling, they know God is in this place. Others, the devil himself can sit right next to him and they don't even know he's in the place. They don't even know. I mean, you can sing Bambi, you can do whatever. They will still look around. They don't have the ability to perceive. May we have the ability to perceive. Even as we worship, may we have the ability to be sensitive. Say with me, sensitive. Say sensitivity. Say dokimazo. How many of you are saying, I want to receive dokimazo? Just raise your hands. Everybody, just raise your hands right now. Father, I pray that you will fill this place. Even as we're going to go into miracles, we're going to go into prophecy, and we're going to pray for people, I pray that you will fill this place with the ability to perceive sensitivity. May the anointing be siphoned out of the rock into this place. Hadro doshkatana lelede.